welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. Craft beer fans just can't get enough hops. Big and bold IPAs continue to be far and away the most popular of the craft beers.
The hop is such a powerful flavor that anybody that drinks it can find it and appreciate it and truly fall in love with it. It's not the subtlety. Hops often don't have the subtlety that maybe some of the other flavors get. Hops is a loud, in-your-face, full palate, you know, experience. And hops not only come from the smell, they can come from the taste, they come from the aftertaste and the bitterness. I mean, they can perpetuate through the entire experience.
That's Seth Cook from Wooden Lakes Brewing in Brookings. As we often like to do, let's back up a bit, check a little history here. The hop plant has been used in brewing for more than 1,000 years. In fact, their first recorded use in brewing comes from 9th century France, but it's probably even older.
It is the bittering component of beer. Before they knew of hops, they would use things like wormwood and juniper berries and other things. If a beer was not hopped, it would usually be uncoyly sweet. So, I mean, the balance of the beer would be out. The British are actually probably the ones that first started hopping the beer with any real success. They called the hop the wicked and pernicious weed. And for those of you that have hops growing in your garden, you'll know that they are just, they grow like a weed. I think you can kill them with diesel fuel and fire. Not saying that's how you kill them, but I know that's the only guaranteed way to actually get your hops to die. They will grow forever, and they'll grow tall, and they're obnoxious, but they have a very good use case in beer.
And hops also help to preserve the beer.
Not only do they add a bitterness quality, which I think people have come to appreciate, hops are actually antiseptic. So once you boil them, the beers become more stable and more resistant to bacterial infection and other things. And that's because the hops acid in themselves changes the pH chemistry. Additionally, in a beer, if you have higher alcohol, that also preserves it. So hops have been historically one of the first preservatives, and it's completely natural.
And adding more hops to beer increases the shelf life. This led to the first ever India Pale Ales, high hopped beer so named because they were shipped by the British to India. During the early craft movement in America, hoppy pale ales proved popular and enduring, and the India Pale Ale has come to dominate.
The reality is that pale ale and an Indian pale ale in the Americans' craft beer world right now is just it's very ambiguous. It's just kind of a palette of how do we add hops, how do we add flavor, it is an ale after all, and it has hops in it, and it usually has a higher ABV, and that's the very rough category. You have now black pale ales, which sounds, you know, which is just a paradox. You have a white pale ale, which again is a paradox. You have Belgian pale ales that the Belgians had nothing to do with making. There's all these variety. You have an Indian pale lager, an IPL, so you have all of these varieties. And really what these have become, they have vehicles for hops, the actual hop flavor, the aromas.
More on the current hop hoopla when Beer Untapped continues in a moment. Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we talk craft beer and the current hop obsession. Part of the reason for their intense popularity is because hop flavors can be big and bold and they grab your attention, and they can produce a wide variety of aromas and flavors, some of them amazingly captivating. And Seth at Wooden Lake says they can be used in many ways.
You can use them in multiple parts of your brewing process. We can take the exact same hop, and whether we boil it, meaning we get the bitterness out of it, or we use it late in the boil, meaning we try to preserve some of the aromatics, or even to the next extreme is we put it in a finished beer, we dry hop it. Dry hopping means we don't touch the hop to heat at all, so we can preserve a lot of that. And even to a further extension, this is a great time of the year for fresh hopping, where the hops literally come picked from the field and stuffed into the fermenter or stuffed into the brew house, and you get even more wild, earthy, grassy, fresh characters, and that's called a wet hop. You'll see beers coming out with wet hops right now.
He says hops are really the spice of beer.
They don't add as many flavor compounds as yeast. The yeast will give you a lot more number of flavor compounds, but they do. Hops add the loudest and the most obvious, a lot of the times, the most obvious flavor compounds in a beer. There's people that I've met that love floral aromatized IPAs, but hate the bitterness of a different style of beer. And then some people just love the bitters of a beer, the mouth-drying bitterness, but don't care for the aroma of beer. And there's everywhere in between. And you could have the same beer. We did this last year with our Drink Local project. We'd made the same beer, and then we hopped it four different ways just to show you the complete difference on the exact same batch of beer that can be done with a different experiment of hops.
So is Brookings just as hop-obsessed as the rest of the country?
Yes and no. I mean, if you have somebody that is a big hop head, they'll come in and constantly look for hops. And they'll think that that is the... And that's fine. That's their palate. And that's the character of beer that they find most appealing. And they will continue to search that out. And I would say that that's a half of the customer are hoppy people. Maybe a quarter.
But it's not the whole story.
Just as many people that are hoppy people usually like malt, too. You know, somebody comes in and says, I want a rich, bready, malty beer. And then, you know, just as many people like a balanced beer. A lot of people come in and say, I want a beer's beer. Like Deadwood Gold is a good example. That is a beer's beer. It's a beer that has hops in it, obviously. It has malt in it, again, obviously. But it was designed so that people could enjoy all of them in balance and sit and enjoy the beer. Hops usually get the most airtime, if you will. And they also, you know, people like to talk about them. And it is because when you have a really good fresh hoppy beer, you drink right away and it's fresh and it really is amazing. It is an intense experience.
Finally today, another night of live music coming to Wooden Legs Brewing in Brookings as Rachel Price is doing a surprise show Saturday evening.
Watch the sunset.
No cover, no minimum show.
Grew up a small town girl. Everyone spoke on a first name basis. Friday night was a main event. Under those bright lights with high hopes of a win.
Rachel Price live Saturday night, 8 p.m. at Wooden Legs Brewing in Brookings. That's it for this week's edition of Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. Next week, we continue to talk hops and what this bitter barrage means to brewers. Until then, drink local. And drink responsibly.